Welcome to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Yoimi for the 15th of Kislev. Less than 10 days until Chanukah. Bez Hashem, we are up to Simen Chav Ches, a brand new Simen Sif Aleph. We're going to be going back to something we spoke about and touched on, and we're going to talk about this quick Simen, actually. Simen Chav Ches, Sif Aleph, Mitzvahs Asel Kol Ish Miyisrael. It's a positive commandment to come upon every Jewish man. Lichtav Lo Yisefer Torah. To write his own Sefer Torah. Shenemer, as it says in the Torah. V'ato Kisvu Lochem Es Ashir HaZayis. Now you have to write this song for yourself. What song? V'kiblu Chachamin Zechon L'Bracha Perushay. And Chazal have a tradition that this is referring to. Lichtav is Kol HaTorah as a commandment to write the entire Torah. Sheyesh Bo Hashir, that contains the song of Ha'azinu. But here we have a commandment to write a Sefer Torah. V'afilu Yor Sefer Torah Me'aviv. Even if a person inherited a Sefer Torah from his father, Mitzvah Lichtav Mishaloi. It's a mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. Sachar le'sefer, if he commissioned a sefer, a scribe, lichtav le'sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah for him, or you bought a Sefer Torah, and it contained an error, v'igiyai, and he corrected the error, arizek ilu ksava, in both of these instances, it is as though he wrote it anew, meaning either you hired someone to do it, or you took a Sefer Torah that had a mistake, and you hired someone to correct the mistake, now it's your Sefer Torah. But also limkar Sefer Torah, it's prohibited. It's not there. You're not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, unless it's in a case of great need, then you should ask a rabbinic authority sif base. Similarly, it's incumbent upon every man, not just sifrei Torah, but to purchase other holy svarim, from which we can learn from within them, like learning, like buying a Tanakh, or getting Mishnayos, Gemara, Poskim, Gemara, and Halachic svarim, like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that you can learn from within them, and once you own them, you'll be able to lend them out. If a person is unable to afford that, to buy svarim from himself, whether he can't afford to save retire, which is certainly very expensive, or to buy other svarim, as a svarim shein letzarech limud, then the svarim that are for the purpose of study, hein kaidman, if you can only afford one of those things, you should get svarim that you could learn first. Omru, Rabbi Zayin Zachron L'Bracha, Chazal said about such people, if a person buys svarim, your righteousness endures forever, meaning the Zeha Koisev, they explain this refers to a person who writes svarim, or buys svarim, and lends them to others, because the zechuyas continue forever. A person buys svarim for a shul, he buys svarim for the community, those schusim continue forever and ever, ever, because people continue to learn. Again, a surprising halacha, if a person only has enough money for a safer tire, or enough money to buy a svarim, buy svarim. Sif Gimel. Chayiv Adam Lina Kovet Gadol b'sefer tire. A person is obligated to accord great honor to a safer tire. Mitzvah liyachid le'imokim. It's a mitzvah to provide a special place, like we have an Arn Kodesh for a safer tire. L'chabed esamokim ahu. And to honor that place, l'hadra b'yayser. And beautifying it exceedingly. V'lo yorik k'neged safer tire. A person will spit towards the tire. V'lo yechah safer Torah, nor should he hold the Sefer Torah below mitpachas without the covering of the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to hold the Sefer Torah otherwise. Harayas anoyse Sefer Torah. If a person sees the Sefer Torah being carried, tzarech lamed lefano, a person has to stand up in its honor. Ad shiachnes es haSefer Torah limkayme, until the Sefer Torah is put in its place. Oy ad shein harayoid, or until it gets to the point where you're no longer able to see that Sefer Torah. Beveis haKnesses in a shul b'shoshu moitzino machnis as a Sefer Torah, when the Sefer Torah is being taken out or being returned, mitzvah lechol. We actually learned this earlier. It's an obligation upon anyone before whom the Torah passes, and not only to stand up, but to escort the Torah. Similarly, the person who gets Hagba and the person who gets Glila, they should also escort the Torah, and we've discussed that previously. Sif Dalet, afilu shar sifrei kodesh, even as it relates to other svarim, im munachim al safsal, if they're placed on a bench or on a seat, also leishev al safsal zayis, it's forbidden to sit on that bench. Ela im hasvarim munachim, unless the svarim were placed al izadavar, on something else, shegivoy lechalapoches tefach, and now they are a tefach high, and then you are allowed to sit on that bench if they are a tefach higher. Also, certainly it is forbidden to put svarim on the ground. A person should not place an open sefer on his knees, and then lean his elbows on the sefer that are on his knees. That's obviously disrespectful. It's not there for it to be your pillow. B'shas chag, in a situation of pressing need, mutar leishav al gabi teva, it is permitted to sit upon a trunk or a box, sheyesh ba shar sefer kodesh, that contain holy svarim, avlem yesh ba sefer Torah aser, but even in one of these pressing situations, if it has a sefer Torah inside, you're not allowed to sit on it. Menichim chumashim, regarding placing svarim on top of each other, we place chumashim al gabi nevim ksufim, we put chumashim on top of any Navi or Ksuvim, and specifically, if you have Ksuvim and Navim separate, you put Ksuvim on top of Navim, Unavim Algabi Ksuvim, and Navim can also be on top of Ksuvim, not a problem. But you cannot take Navi or Ksuvim Algabi Chumashim on top of Chumashim. So Chumash must be on top of the rest of Nach, but either one of Navim, Ksuvim, and Ksuvim or Navim can be placed on top of each other. Sif, hey, Sefer Torah Shabbalah, if a person's Sefer Torah became worn out, it became unfit for use for some other reason. Goinzin oisa, we hide it away, meaning we bury it. And in footnote 13, it says it should be placed in an earthenware vessel and buried in the grave of a Torah scholar. V'chein shar svarim v'chisvei kadosh, this law applies as well to other holy books and to holy scriptures. In footnote 14, it says the Mishnah Berurah rules that the requirement for burial in an earthenware vessel and then in the grave of a Torah scholar applies only to scriptures written on parchment, meaning Sifrei Tanakh. Those are the only things that must be in a caver of a tzaddik. V'tashmish, let's go back to the kitzer. V'tashmish kedushin to holy articles. Also la'arfon, sarfon, it's forbidden to burn them. In Ayin Shulchan Aruch that discusses these halachas of what are supposed to be done with stam, meaning sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzos, they have to be buried when they are no longer fit for use. Sif vav ein zarkin kisvei kodesh, we may not discard copies of Sifrei Kodesh, afil halachas v'agadis, or even a halachic and agadic works. You can't just throw them out. V'asur l'hafech yisan al panim, you're also not allowed to turn them upside down. V'imitzan hafuchen, if you find that a sefer is upside down, sarach l'anichan karoi, you have to turn it over so it should be placed properly. Certainly, people have housekeeping in their house. Often, they do not know which side is the right side, and they put it upside down. A person should turn it right side up, of course. Sif Zion Ein Lahashtin Mayim Efnei Svarim. A person is not allowed to urinate in the presence of any svarim. Ula Eis Hatzayuch. In the cases of Nida Kol Ponim, Yumunachim Gevoyim Asar Tvachim. You should make sure that the svarim are placed very high, at least 10 tvachim high. And then a person, in a very case of pressing need, and it's hard to imagine what the case might be, a person would be allowed to urinate in that case. If ches, Ein Lazes, a person should not make mapois umeilim, covers or garments, ladarish bekedusha, for a holy article, midarish nishtamish behedi, from material that had previously served a mundane purpose, a non-holy purpose. You should not use that for the covers, the garments for a sifrei kodesh. Ubidiyevet shekvar nasu mutar, but if after the fact they were already made, and now you want to know, what should I do with it? Should I not use it? Should I throw it out? You could use it at that point. Avol midarish nishtamish belakim, but if something was used for idolatry, chas v'shalom was used for a church or a cloister, so then afilu bidiyevet also, they may not be used even after the fact. Sif test. Also lishtamish b'sefer, a person may not use a sefer lahana also for personal benefit. For example, to stand it up, let's say it's very sunny, you can't put svarim to block the sun, or you want to prevent somebody to see, from seeing what you're doing, you cannot use it as a divider. However, if the sun is shining on the sefer from which you're learning, so then you can put a sefer up in order to allow you to see properly from that sefer. Because you're not doing that for your own personal benefit. You're doing it to be able to learn Torah. Similarly, if you want to put a sefer underneath the sefer you're learning, in order to elevate the sefer, to help you learn more properly, you could permit that perhaps. However, one should not place a sefer in another sefer as a bookmark, in order that you don't have to search for it in a later time, or to find your place, for the place he was learning. You cannot use a sefer as a bookmark. A person should not etch lines onto a blank notebook a la sefer, which is resting on the sefer, meaning you're using the sefer to make lines. It's not appropriate. If you should end kedusha bekuntres, because that notebook has no holiness, until a person has written Torah thoughts into it. And you're using this booklet to be able to write svarim, to write kedusha Torah, and you want to use your sefer to make lines. That's not appropriate because the sefer of your notebook is not holy yet. Similarly, a person should not place a paper or the like into a sefer. let's say you don't want to lose a certain piece of paper and you stick it into your sefer to remember it, it's not appropriate for a person to do that. And there's in footnote 24, it says similarly, a person should not use the blank pages or the margins of a sefer for making mathematical equations or trying out a new pen. Certainly, I refer to mathematical equations that don't refer to the halacha. Everyone should have bracha v'hatzlacha.